I think that's a great description for this show.
I'm afraid of this mic.
I'm afraid of this show.
This is called Between 8 and 12 Beers with John Lamb, Scott Wolf, Ross Rayleigh, and John Lamb. I'm Ross Rayleigh, that's John Lamb.
And for all two listeners of you...
giggly one. He just saw a girl he likes.
Our sound effects man is not up to par tonight. He's been on the road for quite some
time.
Has
he ever been up to par? Yes, he has.
Oh, perhaps.
Scott, let's talk about the stripper you were just mentioning that you saw in Subway today.
I ran into a stripper today who had a Playboy t-shirt on who was like 9 feet tall. I'm getting a lot of feedback here. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's called reverb.
Yeah, I can't hear Scott. Can I get a little Scott in my monitor? Okay, can we bump up the sound a little bit?
You know what? I'm going to have a tantrum and break unless the sound improves in
here. Okay, you guys have to sign over the rights to this show. Otherwise, I'm leaving. You can call me Axel. I've got my specialized mic stand in here tonight and my special Converse shoes.
For those of you that don't know, that we go in a revolving pattern as to who gets to pick the song. And I'm just wondering, where the hell do we start? You know, does the intro song count as my song? No, I don't think it does, because that's just the intro song. And sorry to throw you all off on the intro song, everybody, but...
We decided for something new.
Yeah, and that Elvis song just was getting old.
So I think Scott's got something he's ready to play, or not really yet. But
we want to hear about the stripper, though.
Yeah, stripper.
She was at Subway, and she was gorgeous. And she had a Playboy t-shirt on, like I already told you.
Did you tell her you thought she was cute?
No, I'm no Phil Leach.
Was she Asian?
No, she wasn't 13, was she?
Blonde. She was blonde.
Blonde Asians?
No.
Oh.
What was her name?
Tawny.
Candy?
Brandy.
Probably Brandy, yeah.
Lynn.
Maybe Star
With
Ann.
Two N's and an E.
Is that a stripper name?
Or like...
Dallas.
Amber. Maybe?
Ooh, Dallas Amber.
Dakota. Dakota.
Take it all off!
All right.
Bye.
that was Raped by Ape by Rocket from the Crypt.
And that one goes out to Mari.
Mari, we found out the stripper's name. And it's funny that I brought Phil's name up because Phil is a very good friend of Mari.
Close personal friend of Mari.
Yeah, and Phil has some pictures that everybody would like to see, but he refuses to divulge.
Oh, they're out there.
Saw Phil today.
Did you?
Yeah. I was in my parking lot, and he was talking to some 14-year-old girls.
Right on.
Cool.
That guy's got glass. Right on. They're like over, or under half his age, I should say.
Well under.
He's old.
He's old.
I mean, you know, Lamb's old, but holy Christ, he's still old.
Phil's even older.
We missed
Roger's up there, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Roger.
We didn't celebrate my birthday on the air last week because we were on vacation.
a well-deserved one.
So,
what did you guys do for vacation?
Well, I went to Malibu.
You pursued other interests?
No, we all were.
Oh.
I went to Malibu.
I did my solo album.
How did it turn out?
Very poor.
Didn't Bob Rock produce that?
No.
Or was it Shania Twain's husband?
Mutt Lange.
Mutt Lange. That's his name, isn't it?
Mutt Lange.
What's your solo albums? What's the solo? Is it just John Lamb, or is it like John Lamb Project?
It's
or?
Bitch Be Here Now.
That's funny, because my solo project is called Bitch Needs a Drink.
Ooh.
I don't have a solo album.
Wah, 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 wah.
Hello, hello, hello.
That guy is just on the ball tonight, isn't he?
This is better than any morning show I can think of.
Let's string some bras across 94.
That'd be awesome.
That was a really genuine laugh.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I'm so used to John's fake laugh that the real one sounds fake now.
You're used to a lot of my fake whatever.
What number, Ross?
We're playing number one. Speaking of apes, there's an ape on the cover of this single. It's called The F Word.
Keeping on with that
Ooh.
Ape theme.
It's awesome.
Huh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roger, for turning those mics back on right away.
Yeah, we gave him a lot of time to get ready.
To compose himself.
That was Baby Bird, the F word. It's a pretty good song, huh?
So you don't want to say the F word, or you...
No, it's called the F word, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, it's called the F word, isn't it?
I don't know, do I?
Well...
Thank you.
Dead air. So, John... How
yes.
is the reader doing?
Oh. Oh, you know better than to ask me that on the air.
Oh, why is that, John?
Well, actually, funny you should mention it. I've got here in my back pocket a letter somebody wrote to me.
Oh, gosh.
A girl who did an interview with me.
Awesome.
She didn't like your sexual advances, or what?
Well, her name is... Krista, and it's a fascinating interview. We'll post this on the website. It's called An Interview with John Lamb, How Knowing Nothing About Media Writing Can Land You a Job in the Business.
Oh, so
are you in the business?
I guess.
Holy shit.
That's pretty, that's a nice article.
It is a nice article. A High Plains Reader is often... in a variety of either quotes or italics or bolds. plenty of improper grammar and punctuation. It's really a fascinating read.
Is that a quote
are
from
you
the letter?
Read it?
What's that?
Are you going to read it?
I think during this next song we'll look for a couple of really good passages to read. I'm fumbling through the text right now. Speaking of monkeys and smoking, we're going to this next song.
Were we talking about smoking?
I don't think we were.
Yeah, but the monkey on your cover looked like he was having a cigarette. But also, this is keeping with the theme and also adding in the fact that, I'm not sure if Scott knew this, but Dwight Yoakam will be at the... Red River Valley Fair this
opening night. Fabulous.
Fabulous. So here, without further ado, is Sammy Davis Jr. with Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette.
Now I'm a fellow with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, I mean the guy who invented the cigarette, why, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now it's not because I don't smoke myself, and I've read the thing, they don't harm your health, but I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything must stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that he hates to make him wait. But you gotta have another cigarette. Now in the game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was a-doing me right. The kings and the queens just kept on coming round. Well, I played them hard and I let them high, but our bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He kept on raising and laying his money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink to swim. Finally called and didn't raise the bet. I said, hey, this fool, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I gotta have a cigarette.
Oh, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you gotta have another cigarette.
Gotta have another.
Now the other night I had a date with a cute little girl in 50 states, a high brown uptown fancy little lady. She said she loved me and it seemed to me that things were going about as they ought to be. And hand in hand we walked down Lover's Lane. She was old, so fast, my cake of ice, our smooching party was a going nice. She helped me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. I gave her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, oh, Sam, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, 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 smoke that cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke it.
Oh, shit. I just kind of cut off that song there. I apologize.
That was Lionel Richie, wasn't it?
That's okay. Sammy Davis will be back frequently during the next couple of weeks until Wii Fest this summer.
Well, thankfully. Is he playing at Wii Fest? I thought he was dead. But maybe not. Maybe not.
You know, Scott, what we saw at Wii Fest last year, Pulse doesn't really seem to be too much.
Well, you remember the Tractors. Oh, what a fabulous band. What was that song? Little Choo Choo Train.
The one they played for 45 minutes.
Oh, what a fun time that
I'm
was.
I'm sitting here swinging on a bottle of my own urine, and I was looking over at John Lamb's peach face with those little hairs pointing out, and I thought, John, I'd really like to hear you read that letter.
I'll
story.
Read, like I said,
at least
I'd,
the erotic part.
I'd read.
It's a bit of a round face on a medium frame.
Yeah, that's the background of the story too.
Well, this girl, Krista Reiner, a very attractive young woman.
Wow, she seems to think you're pretty attractive too.
I don't know, Titmaster. I didn't get to grab them and check.
Is she going to a liberal arts college or?
No, actually, I believe this summer she's going to be selling books door-to-door in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, well, what a fabulous career.
Yes, it certainly will be for her. And so she asked me, she's in a mass comm. Ross is probably very familiar with this situation.
Yeah, actually, mass I had literally five people interview me for the same class this last week.
Anyways, none was as good as this. And now, without further ado, I will read one passage. He walked in the door right at 9 p.m. looking for me, dressed as a writer normally appears. He is a medium-billed man wearing a vertically striped button-down shirt and black pants. A pen and paper stuck out of his left breast pocket. I guess it was for that moment when he encountered or thought if something important to write down. He didn't use either throughout the interview. His face is round with dark hairs poking through his peach skin all along his lips and chin. I know a lot of you are at home right now thinking very sexy thoughts. After ordering a cup of coffee and introducing ourselves, we sat down at an intimate table along a brick wall.
I really especially like the passage about the peach skin and the... Oh, there goes our special effects board.
I like being described as a medium-billed man myself.
Yeah.
That was particularly heartening.
Oh, fabulous stuff.
Ross, how do they describe you?
I don't ever get copies of them, usually.
Really?
Actually, you know that Scott... Hulk Halter.
Hulk Halter, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote something on me and he sent it to me. It was kind of uncomfortable.
Why? Because he trashed you?
No, he was too nice.
Oh. Yeah,
he didn't
I don't
obviously
think he's
catch
really
my bitchy side.
Too nice, but.
Ross, why would people write about you? Is my question.
Fuck if I know.
Jeez.
Wow, isn't it somebody starting to play music?
Oh, okay. Prince is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Dearly beloved.
Dearly beloved.
We're gathered
here
today to get through this thing called life.
Oh, I guess Prince just left. Oh, there he is again. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Sound effects guy
Prince
going out
here.
Of control again there.
Bob Dylan isn't here. Did anybody go to see Bob Dylan last night?
No.
No, I saw a horrible play. I'll tell you about it later.
Woo, looking forward to that, Scott. What are we going to play in the meantime?
Hey, this is Scotty on www.com. Well, it's great to be here, everybody, and I just wanted to play this song for you. Good morning, people, by the way. Jesus, what a great morning this sure is turning out to be, huh?
Hey, did you see Letterman last night?
Oh, my God, I did nearly laugh. You know, it's hard to watch Letterman, though, when you're a morning guy.
Oh, not when Dolly Parton's on.
She can keep me up, if you know what I mean.
And I do.
Oh, play a song, please.
that song's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah. I kind of let the next one go there, too.
And that's Shelby Lynn, I heard.
That is Shelby Lynn, and I want her to have my children, if she's listening, and I'm sure she is, because we're the most popular show in the country. Right behind John Lydon's internet show, I hear.
That sucks.
Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, well, it's got to suck. It isn't this one.
Yeah.
We're
I concur.
In case you just tuned in, this is Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf, Ross Rail, and John Lamb.
We need to think of a theme each week.
We certainly do.
I have a theme.
This week could be monkeys, speaking of Shelby Lynn.
Monkeys?
Sexy monkey.
Oh, God, you should see the picture of her on the cover of that CD. It's worth the, whatever, see, $25, is that what CDs cost these days?
Yeah, unless you work for a major newspaper.
Oh, do you hear that, everybody? That can only mean one thing.
It's a whole glory.
A pack of unicorns.
No, they're called a glory. A glory of unicorns.
A glory of unicorns?
Glory of, is that
where
like
did
a,
you get that from the Lord of the Dance page or something?
Been hanging
like
out
that?
With Light Riders again?
No, I have a book called A Glory of Unicorns. It's a collection of short stories and drawings of unicorns. What do you
who's that read by?
Did you write that, Ross?
No, but I've been reading it.
Raven Moonstreaker?
It's awesome. I'm very into unicorns. I collect unicorn memorabilia.
Raven incense burner.
So Ross, I know your part-time job is at Star Light Riders on NP Avenue.
We're really glad you changed out of your witch clothing.
your Wiccan show. Clothing.
Yeah, your Wiccan outfit.
It's all hemp, actually.
Well, that's good because hemp is renewable.
Hi, my name's Orbital. How can I help you, Tag?
Orbital.
Whatever.
You are the living end, John Lamb.
Oh,
you will never understand the metaphysical, will you?
No.
When you're up there in heaven, I'm going to be riding a unicorn.
You and all those other dirty fucking hippies.
Yeah. Right on. Is that what the hippies
right
say?
On.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on. Speaking of.
Oh, I just started the song.
Oh, too late.
This is a great
push
song.
Pause.
No, we better go.
I just pushed pause.
Okay. I was just going to say, I saw our old friend Huey last night.
Uh-huh.
He's currently a DJ at the Northern.
Right.
And he has got the best hair right now.
Like a mullet?
It's working on a mullet. He's got a little stash and a little, I think he called it a something. What do you call those little things? It's like a
soul patch.
But he had like some sort of dirty
flavor saver is what they call him, I believe.
Wow.
That's what I've always called them, is flavor. This thing right here, the thing right underneath your bottom lip.
Yeah.
That's a flavor saver.
What was that?
John, you seem not to have a flavor saver.
I do not.
Is that but natural? Or?
I shave that bitch off every week.
Oh, that's too bad.
Chicks dig it.
Chicks,
right on.
Right on.
Okay, that song was it was 13. Actually, it's an old Big Star song. It's Magnapop doing it.
Okay.
And speaking of 13-year-olds, I've got more of John Lamb's little friend. Her name is Reamer or something. She's asking. I'll pick up in the story. We had established.
Yeah,
that
you do have to establish some things because you just don't want to jump into a weighty piece of literature like
well,
that.
Well, we're talking about John's spotty college career, in and out, whatnot,
checkered past, as it were.
Spotty.
Okay. So here we pick up on page
much
two.
Much like my apartment.
I really wanted to know if this is what he envisioned himself doing, so I asked. He answered with a laugh. Ha ha ha.
Is that in the actual text, or did you make that
up? You make me sound like Cary Grant now.
Well, I'm giving you a little more suaveness. No, I actually thought I'd be done with school by the time I was, what, 23 or 24? He is 29 right now.
Oh, Lord.
Dig.
So if this wasn't what he thought he'd be doing, what was it? I think the only dream I ever had, the only idea, the only time I ever plotted out my life before this was to, I was going to graduate. I was going to get a blue-collar job in a mid-sized town, like maybe somewhere in Ohio.
Mike Watt, ladies and gentlemen.
Theme from Twin Peaks in the background.
I would have the first floor of a house, and I'd have a dog, and everything would be going really cool, and then the dog would get run over by a car, and I'd go into a big funk of grief for like 3 years. Then I'd join a monastery, and there I would write this masterpiece, a great book. There's more, but we'll get to that later.
Can I also share something out of the personal note that she wrote you?
Yeah.
I think she's really into you, John.
I mean, screw this stripper. This show's dedicated to Reamer, or whatever her name is.
Okay, ready? Okay, I'm trying to get into the middle of a sentence here, but then
he said with a laugh.
Anyways, I thought you were a really cool person and really appreciated you taking time out of your busy, in quotations here, ha, life. Seriously, though, Serroussly, I'd like to go out for coffee again or maybe even a drink. A drink, John.
A drink.
You know, that means she wants you to get her drunk. All right, ready?
Right.
How was G-Love? I lost my ticket and didn't want to spend $26. I'm cheap, but I was really,
$26?
Really,
that was for the gold row.
Really bummed out. So have a marvelous day, and you can call me at 555, la la la.
Yada, yada, yada. This goes up for you.
John, what's the song that we're playing here?
It's a little number I did the other day.
This is for
Reamer.
Krista here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one's going out to you, Krista, from John.
Take it in, baby.
The only reason I ever licked you, baby, was the salt.
Stop it.
Take your lumbar roll and get out, futon woman. Our love is like standing on an ice floe outside your house, watching you mount another man. Our love is like Jiffy Pop. It takes a long time to rise, and when it does, it doesn't quite seem like the real thing. Our love is like our best friend's love, only better. It's clear to me now, our love is like Santa Claus. The only ones who believe in it are small children who don't understand how the world really works. Our love is like work gloves, owned by someone who never works. Love is like having sex with a dwarf when you're drunk. Oh, it's great at the time, but when you think about it the next day at work, you feel shame and guilt and an array of sadness. Our love is like the book, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. I tried reading it when I was 14. Just couldn't get through it. Our love is like a Bruce Springsteen concert. It's not that great. It's really long, but wow, what energy. Our love is like the Brady Bunch. No, the Partridge Family. No, the Brady Bunch. No, the Partridge Family. No, the Brady Bunch. No, like WKRP in Cincinnati. Oh, I know what show our love is like. Cops. That racist, welfare-hating crack nut. Our love, and I mean this in a nice way, is like taking Lassie to the desert, removing her teeth with a hunting knife, and shooting her in the head with a gun that you and she built together. our love is like licking the ass of a dead squirrel that's laying bloated in the sun. But also, there's a negative side. Our love is like my parents' love. The only difference is, I won't wait till you die to leave you. Don't get me wrong, I like our love. It's just not very funny.
Wow, that's what this show is like.
Wow. Right. Once again, I've sunk any possible relationship I can glean from my societal status.
She seems like a nice girl. You know? I mean,
now you sound like my mom.
I think we need an engineer to, like, handle our CDs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, come on. What's the show, budget on this show?
Either that or really I need a headset. It's going to get better.
That's what you always say, isn't it, Roger?
Anyway. 7 years, boy. That's,
wow.
I think that deserves a toast.
Everyone raise your glasses to 7 years of love.
All you people out there. All you people in high places.
All right.
All you singers in the street.
Fabulous. I think, yeah.
Yeah, go have another Pabst.
Roger wants another Pabst. He can have another Pabst.
I'm good. But, you know, Roger, that was really like, you know, let's have a toast and, you know, blah, love, and then, oh, can I have a beer?
Hey, let's get back to this radio show, which is why people tune in. Hey, guys, let's be serious for a second here and talk about
World issues.
World issues.
Mm.
Like Elian Gonzalez. What will happen to that little boy?
Poor
will
little
he be
guy.
Able to stay in the States?
Well, he's not going to get all the Tommy Hilfiger clothes in Cuba, you know.
No, he
and
won't.
That's a travesty, really.
It's a travesty and a sham.
Can I get another one too, Roger?
He asked you, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roger. Roger asked me.
Speaking of world issues, I'm being very worldly.
Okay, Wooster. How so?
I'm drinking real wine.
I was going to say, because your clothes were made in, like, Honduras.
Well, I do shop at Target. Apparently, I wore the same shirt last time, 2 weeks ago.
But that was 2 weeks ago.
And I'm surprised it's still, like, you know, sewed together.
Well,
because your clothes
Kathy
were practically
little...
ripped off 2 weeks ago when we went to Duffy's. What a madhouse that was.
Oh, yeah. All I know is that we got so drunk that night that...
plastered.
Yeah, I...
we drank like river, floated like fishes.
Oh.
And lived like kings.
Partied like rock stars.
Wasn't it you who said that I'd smoke like a chimney and drink like a flood... live like a rock star, wasn't that you?
Something like that.
That was very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of rock stars, here's the Dead Milkman.
Kick it!
Brown nose. And we
should try my sound effect.
Well, that isn't working tonight, is it?
I guess it only works with Boons.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, so back to this article about John Lamb.
It was an interview, in all fairness.
Okay, ready? So what does John like about his job? I have pretty much total freedom. I mean, with my column. There was this one time I made a joke about Ed Schaefer, and I said something about him being a freak of nature. I said that if we could put up, like, grotesque covers on every week's edition, that could be catchy. They were both pulled, and I kind of got into a fight, so that made me realize there are some boundaries. And I can lie. I can say that Brenda Wyler played at the Berlin Wall, and only one person really called me on that, and, she was jealous, I think, that way. Think, anyway.
See, what's great about her style of interviewing is that she leaves in all my faults. Like, and,
yeah.
Well,
well,
it's great.
I mean, there's a certain, you know,
fair.
If you want to get someone's voice, you
right.
do that. But yeah. There's also a line to draw, you know?
Right. Lines. Yeah. Lines need to be drawn.
Well, yeah. The reader is known for its journalistic integrity and whatnot. So.
And lines being drawn.
And it's jugglers.
And it's fangs.
And I just like to keep going on this part here for a while. This next passage is really good, too. I was beginning to notice that most of our conversation this far involved some sort of interesting, funny, almost outrageous story. I was hoping at some point he would give me a more serious answer, and I got that, and some inside dish on, quote, the reader. When I asked him what he didn't like about his job, he explained to me that, quote, the reader is pretty unorganized, and that's kind of depressing, kind of frustrating. Well, I'd like you to say something about that, John. You know,
John Lamb.
This is in print. You know,
well, Scott Wolf. Yeah. Anyways,
you know, I love the way you hold your mic, John. It's like you're like
fucking, Bono over there.
Oh, you're John Bon Jovi. You know,
John Bon Jovi
singing Helter Skelter for the 1993 MTV Video Music Awards.
Helter Skelter. Did he do that really?
Yeah, they did it live from New Jersey or something.
Alcatraz.
Same wow. Thing. I guess I.
Well, you guys
that.
Give me a black leather jacket with fringes, and I'll be Bon Jovi. I'll be your Bon Jovi.
I'll be your
I'll
hand
be slippery
bag.
When wet.
Oh.
Ooh.
We're gonna put this here.
Runaway by Bon Jovi.
Is that off Slippery When Wet?
No, that's off Runaway by Bon Jovi on Arista.
They weren't on Arista. They were on Mercury.
Hello?
Mercury.
All right, this is Bon Jovi on Mercury Records.
Bon Jovi.
Kick it. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Lamb Chop, and it's the sixth song off their new CD. It's called What Else Could It Be? Let me just tell you, the CD, it's called Nixon by Lamb Chop. It's amazing.
Sounds great.
Oh, that's a really very nice song.
And I can dig on that.
Yeah, let's keep the praise going, ladies.
I would have played another song, but they're all like 6 minutes, and we need more of this kind of banter.
Right, witty
more banter, less music.
Yeah, just like the reader.
Okay, once again,
Woody banter.
You don't
Woody
got
banter?
A mic, you know. When we stop to listen to you, it's dead air.
So here we go, back to the music again.
Who's the critic here?
Oh, this song's for all the guys in the room.
Constructive criticism, blah blah.
I know it's hard when you're fat and alone, and no one's around to know you, and you lock up your bike and it falls down. When you're fat and alone, and you're on a diet for no one, and on your birthday only your mother calls, she says happy birthday pumpkin. I won't talk long, I bet there's someone in your bed. When you're fat, you live alone, but you share a bathroom. You walk through the halls with your toilet paper in your hands, and later on, you phone your friend who lives in Vancouver, and you talk at length about her little kids. And you stop at the shop with wedding dresses staring at you, and you think to yourself, I better take a walk cooking class. For a year now, I know it's hard when you walk alone. I've seen you at the antique flea market. Life is sad when you wear sweatpants and a raincoat, and you walk unescorted, and you go into bedrooms, and you buy yourself some corn chips and some salsa, and you go home and eat them while you read junk mail. And later on, your hand, it moves under the cover. And after you come, you think about your student loan. I know it's hard when you're all alone. I know it's hard for you.
Hey, that's a theme song.
That was Bruce McCullough, When You're Fat. Next week, that'll be our theme song. That didn't go to Krista, by the way, who's not fat, but rather foxy.
I've heard John has been telling me she's a nice-looking girl, and he should be playing Barry White and shit for her, you know?
She's, like, all fine and everything.
She's a nice-looking girl and nothing and all that stuff, you know?
So,
where are we at time? How are we doing on time?
We've got 19 minutes left.
Oh,
of this
plenty
show,
of time.
So, I was going to say we should play a song and
just play a real long song right now so we can all
talk
up.
We've got some something special coming up here during the next song. We're going to look at some photos. Oh, wait, you're not going to be able to see them, are you? It's, I don't know, do I?
We're all dressed for the air, aren't we?
Yeah.
So anyways, Scott's just going to go ahead and play this song, which is?
It's a song, isn't it?
Just Watch the Fireworks by Jimmy Eat World.
What?
Here, you can be anything. I think that's good.
Hey, this is Ross, and that was Jimmy Eat World. I really like that song there, Scott Wolf. You're going to have to press stop, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I probably should, shouldn't I?
We were just looking at
Jimmy Eat World?
Jimmy Eat World, yeah. Well,
isn't that a funny name?
Weren't they on The Cosby Show?
I think they,
one where Stevie
really
Wonder
sure.
was on or something like that?
We're just looking at some photos, actually.
That will soon be up on our webpage, which is at
coachin6.com.
Don't forget www. The www part, though, guys.
There's going to be live chat with your favorite Between 8 and 12 Beers host.
Or co-host.
Or
guest. Toll free support.
Let me just exercise my Napoleon complex and tell everybody that I am the host here. Jesus, it's starting to get to me here.
Okay, so if you're the host, what am I then?
You're my bitch.
And what's Lamb?
He's my other bitch.
I got shit. We have 10 minutes left.
Honky. 10 minutes. Oh boy, Ross's Walker
honky
just
number one.
Well, we were to play this song. It's just hit play, man. It's number one. This is a really beautiful song.
Beautiful.
Hey, that was Air. It's called Playground Love. I really like Air a lot. They're from France.
Air Supply?
A little.
Because I really liked Air Supply.
You're kind of in like a smoky jazz mood tonight, Ross.
Yeah.
I want to know what's up with that.
Ross is in the mood for the cabaret tonight.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm going to fuck Liza Minnelli later tonight, so if anyone wants to watch.
Woo!
We've got
one
taker. We're good. We're kind of I'm good. We're down.
Kind of trying to wind, whoa, geez.
Holy Christ, is Mary Lenhart in the house or what?
Inside joke for all you Duffy's regulars that aren't listening
Speaking
in.
Yeah. Duffy's, if anyone's listening and you're cute, we'll be at Duffy's.
If anybody's listening and wants to buy us a drink, we'll be at Duffy's.
And then we'll be at Ralph's.
Anyways, this song is
song the unicorns coming back for
unicorns.
Unicorns are in the house.
Look, man, I'll bring your money next week. I don't have it right now.
Speaking of unicorns, this is a song of Texas Chain Gang music here. Let's hit it with I'm in the Bottom, number 4.
This is like some.
That was really bad, John.
Actually,
I think you lose the song privilege.
That was longer than the show.
I think.
You lose a turn.
I think. John was doing that for my benefit, I believe. Because a week from yesterday.
Because you're black,
a week from today ago, I was hanging out with a black man, actually.
You were hanging all over a black man, actually.
No, not in Fargo. We don't have blacks here.
None of them people around here. No siree. This is the
how we doing for time?
Upper Northwest.
We're pretty much shut here, so...
Okay, play the last one. This is the last Bruce McCullough going on for everybody tonight.
16?
16. Oh, God.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
We're going to be at Duffy's, everyone.
Duffy's is the only Irish bar in town, they say.
Yeah, it's not Bennigan's.
I have a special friend, and he's baby Jesus, and I love him. And he don't give me no shit, and he don't fuck around, and he's just the fucking coolest guy. And I want to say I love the baby Jesus. I can't say enough.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I love the baby Jesus. And I think he's the best thing, and that it's really great when he shares his love, because he's got enough love for everybody. You know what I mean?
I do, sir, but...
Yeah, he's I can't even see a manger without thinking about him, eh? Yeah, I love him. I just love the Jesus, and I just thought I'd phone up and just, I only been into him for a couple hours, though, but I'm really into him.
I walk around the house, drunk. I'm wearing women's slippers. Man, I must be a sight to behold. But I'm not quite sure. I lost my mirror. And the pizza I ordered offers no reflection. I walk around the house. I think about people who have fouled me and therefore should die. But then, I think of all the interesting crafts you can make with toilet paper rolls. Once a year, I get drunk in a darkened house for a week. I get drunk and watch Eraserhead. As I think we all do sometimes,